This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Thursday. Lot to do today. One of the most bizarre contract demands I've ever seen in Philadelphia sports. Maybe any sport. We'll get to that. And, of course, a lot on the Cowboys and the Eagles. Harry Douglas, part of Hugh's crew, going to join us later in the show. We'll talk some football with him. Paul Charchian later. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. I feel good this morning, man.
Yeah?
I feel like I started out today on a good note. I started out on a really, really good note. I got me a coat.
You got a new coat?
I got a new coat. Some young lady out in the hallway told me I smell good. And my knees feel better.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm winning because I went to the QC Kinetics a couple days ago.
Yep.
Shout out to QC Kinetics. So I started the process to get my knees to feel better. So it's only been like a couple days, Joe, but I actually ran down a flight of stairs today. You know how long it's been since I've done that?
Nah, it's probably been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. And this is just like the first procedure. I cannot wait to see how I'm going to feel in a couple months. I might go ahead and make, hey, you never know. I might make a phone call. Call Howie and see if I get me a contract or something.
You know what? The defense could use you right now, Hugh.
Contract for next season. I don't know. I'm just talking.
Well, I like that. You're feeling good. And you know what? We need that. We need some feel good here after a tough Eagles game on Sunday. Obviously, a big one coming up this Sunday. It is Cowboys week. And I think today, once in a while, we got to do this on the show. We got to do it on the station. We got to have a conversation. And it's got to be with this backdrop. It's a trust tree Thursday, all right?
So trust tree.
Whatever you're feeling today, it's
always to be like fall. We ain't got to do no trust falls and stuff.
No,
like
we
that.
Don't do that.
Like,
but okay. but kind of, because I'm going to say something that it requires you to guys, like, it's a trust tree. Like, I'm saying this because I trust you guys.
Yeah.
And it's not something I'm happy to say, not something I want to say, but I have to say it as we lead into a huge game for the Eagles. I'm worried about the Cowboys. I'm worried about the Cowboys. And I'm not just talking about this game. Obviously, this game is a big one, and we know the Eagles are in a tough spot. The Cowboys are at home, and they're favorites in this game, and the Eagles are struggling right now. Like, this game is obviously a tough spot for the Eagles. Hopefully, they go down there and win it. But this is bigger than that. I'm worried about the Cowboys in this division. The Eagles lost on Sunday to the Niners, opened things back up. If the Eagles lose on Sunday, which I hope they don't, this thing's tied after Sunday. Like, we are now – the cushion's gone.
Yeah.
And I look at it like this, Hugh. The better defense belongs to the Cowboys. Not even close this year. The better pass rush belongs to the Cowboys. Pretty close, but the Cowboys have more sacks. The better offense this year is the Dallas Cowboys. They're averaging 32 points per game. Eagles are 27, so they're not bad. But 32 points a game is ridiculous. And their quarterback, like,
we balling.
Here's what we can't say. Last year, there was a gap. Jalen Hurts, compared to Dak Prescott, there was a gap. Jalen was, you know, second in MVP. Dak had all those interceptions. This year, even if you don't want to believe Dak's playing better, there's no gap right now. Like, they're both really good quarterbacks. They're both MVP candidates. Dak's actually ahead of Jalen in the MVP race right now. So I see a team that has a better defense, a better pass rush, just as good, if not better, of a quarterback this year. They're favored on Sunday. All of a sudden, this thing could be tied. Hugh, I'm saying it to you guys, you and everybody else, because we're in a trust tree. I am worried about the Cowboys and the division. Hugh, are you worried?
I understand why you're worried, because that butt whooping that we took last week would give you reason to be worried, because, you know, it was pretty bad. I know everybody wants to kind of put Vaseline on it and say it wasn't as bad as it was, salve it. It was pretty bad from my perspective, and talk about the defense and how they didn't do this, that, or the third, whatever. But here's a trust tree truism. They gave up the Dallas Cowboys 334 yards in the air to Geno Smith. And that is no way, shape, or form to disrespect Geno Smith in any kind of way. I think he's had a resurrection of his career and things of that nature. But when I look at these two quarterbacks, I think Jalen Hurts is the better quarterback. And I think Jalen Hurts has the better personnel. They just have to get this offense going. You know what? Everybody talks about the fact that, you know, the offense didn't sputter in the first half. To a certain extent, they didn't. But they didn't give you six.
Right.
They need to go out this weekend against this Dallas Cowboy team and give us six out the gate. As soon as they touch the rock, their first motivation should be, we're going down the field and we're going to get 6 points instead of 3 points. Like, 3 points is conceding the fact that, you know, the offense is sputtering. You need to go down the field and get 6 points when the game starts. Whenever you touch the rock first or second, or whenever you touch it, you need to score a touchdown.
Because they're going to score. I mean, look, I'm expecting a shootout on Sunday, and I'm expecting this game to be a challenging one for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. Hugh, it's a good point. The Cowboys' defense, while better than the Eagles, is not great. You could score in them. We just watched the Seahawks do it last week. So I expect the Eagles to go down there and score some points. And the Eagles did beat them last time, which is obviously huge. I mean, if the Eagles had lost that first game, we'd be in trouble right now. But they got the first game, so this one, you know, it's not like they're going to get swept. They could, at worst, it's even, at best, they could sweep the Cowboys and end this discussion. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about the Cowboys and the division? Because we have spent a lot of the last week about the number one seed, what the 49ers did. Could they still get the one? Are they still the best team in the NFC? Guys, we got to get the division first. That's paramount. And then we move on to the idea of, all right, what the seeding's going to be. Because, look, the loser of this division is going to be the 5 seed. And that path through the playoffs is so difficult. You got to go on the road in the first round, albeit it'll probably be against the Falcons, and either the Cowboys or Eagles will win that game. But then you likely have to go to San Francisco in the second round of the playoffs. And then if you somehow beat them, you got a third road playoff game likely waiting around the corner. So the 5 seed versus the 1 or the 2 is massive. It is massive right now. And I know it's very easy, and I'm sure a lot of people want to do it today, to dismiss the Cowboys because they're the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And they always find a way to choke it away. And they probably will. I say probably will. Because they're playing really good football right now. Hugh, you know the last time the Cowboys lost a home game? It was the opening week of last season.
Yeah, they've been pretty stout at it.
Yeah.
No question about that. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, like 41 points at the crib or something like that.
They've been averaging, I think it's close to 40 at home. Yeah, they've been amazing.
Like that. Yeah, so it's a daunting task. But I refuse, until it happens, and I don't think it's going to happen this weekend, to give the Cowboys any air, or any of the Cowboy fans for that matter. I refuse to do it, because I've seen one time too many this fan base, well, not the fan base, but this team choke. I've seen them choke, and it's been in the playoffs. And any Dallas fan knows that pain all too well. So, no, I'm not conceding anything to them, because they're due for a choking, and hopefully that choking is going to come this weekend.
It would be peak Cowboys if they did it this weekend. I'm with you on that. And they will probably find a way before this season is over to blow it, whether it be a playoff game they're winning and they give it away, or a playoff game they're losing and they do something stupid at the end like they seem to do every single year.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm not penciling the Cowboys into the Super Bowl, but I do have some worry about the division, because let's be real. The Eagles' defense right now, there's an assumption out there the Eagles are just going to figure this out today, tomorrow, the next day, and be fine. There's an assumption. when you have the worst third down defense in the NFL, nothing's going to come easy. Do I expect the Eagles to win their last three games against the Giants and Arizona?
Yes.
I do. I mean, I do expect that.
That's something crazy.
Huh? Yeah, but am I feeling great about this weekend? No. Am I feeling great about the trip to Seattle on a Monday night? Not really. Not when you have the worst third down defense
they're
in the NFL.
They're desperate. Like, Seattle's going to be desperate going into that. Whatever happens this weekend, they're going to be desperate because they're fighting for the playoffs lives right now.
They are. And, you know, we've been getting a lot of those kind of teams, desperate teams that need to find a way to win. 215-592-9494. We've spent a lot of our energy, a lot of our breath the last few days and last week about the number one seed, about the Niners. And that obviously is the biggest thing going on because that's their standing in the way of a championship for the Eagles. But there's another obstacle in the way, and that is the Dallas Cowboys. It's the game this Sunday. Moving forward here, it is critical the Eagles win the division, and I'm worried about the division. If the Eagles don't wake up on Sunday, we will wake up on Monday, and they will be the fifth seed. I mean, that's the truth. If they don't wake up when they get on the field Sunday night, we're going to bed Sunday night, and we're waking up, and we're coming here Monday, and we're the five seed. And I don't want that. I am worried about this division. It is a trust tree Thursday here on the Midday Show. It's okay to say it if you're worried about the Cowboys. Kyle, you have been probably this week as down on this Eagles team as
shooketh.
I've seen you all year. You've shooketh.
Yes. You are shooketh.
As we have our Shakespeare here on the Midday Show.
I am shooketh.
I was
you, I am. Yeah, you are shooketh.
I've been shooketh all week, man.
What are you feeling about this, though? Are you shooketh about the NFC East?
So the Niners rattled me a little bit. About the Eagles, I've been walking with you down this path of you know, I'll call it worry or
destruction,
trepidation. Not necessarily destruction. You know, they're 10-2, but they took a little bit of a blow Sunday. Where I'm going to have to draw the freaking line is being worried about those damn Dallas Cowboys. Okay, I came away from that game Sunday a little bit worried about the Eagles. Never will I say that I am worried about the Dallas Cowboys. It's December now, fellas. You know what happens to the Dallas Cowboys when December rolls around every year?
They implode.
They implode. They get bungholitis. They choke. Dak starts throwing up all over himself. You start hearing rumors of Mike McCarthy being fired. By the way, those are already out there.
Yeah, they are.
And the Cowboys are in position to make a deep playoff run. Or so they think.
Tough week for McCarthy, by the way. Yeah. Appendectomy.
Appendectomy.
The guy's 9-3. He's getting fired in the hospital. It's a tough week.
But, like, I can't go, like, this game, whatever. Like, do I think 100% confidence the Eagles are going to come out of this game with a win? Not necessarily. But even with that happening, I don't really think Dallas has a very good shot to win this division at all. I think it sets up a lot better the rest of the season. The Eagles really gave themselves a huge cushion by beating Kansas City and Buffalo and Dallas. I mean, we lost to the Niners. Yeah, now they're just one game ahead of everybody. But by winning those games, you put yourself in position to where, you know, and I'm not trying to soften the landing here for anybody, but you kind of can lose this, and you're still in better position than Dallas to win the division. Dallas has a much tougher schedule than us the rest of the way. I don't envision Dallas as a team that's, you know, ready to rise to the occasion. I do think the Eagles are. I think they have. So that's what I expect to see the rest of the season. Can't be worried about Dallas.
Here's what it Sunday is. They could lose the game, the Eagles, and still win the division.
No, they're not losing Dallas.
Well, I hope you're right. But here's what they could do by winning it. They could end the division Sunday because a sweep of Dallas. Let's just wrap this thing up. If the Eagles don't wake up on Sunday, again, I know tiebreakers and we'll play those out. We'll talk about them throughout the show today. The reality is this. If the Eagles don't wake up and play good football on Sunday night, we're going to come in here on Monday morning and they're going to be the five seed.
And we're going to be in our feelings.
Of course we're going to be in our feelings. I'm kind of in mine now. Trust Tree Thursday in the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the other side. Are you worried about the Cowboys and the division? Well, I mean, we're all worried about the Niners now because they smacked us in the face here. But are you worried about the Cowboys and the division? We're one up. Just one game up. And we're going to Dallas on Sunday night. We'll take all your phone calls after the break. And something A.J. Brown said yesterday that should get you ready for Sunday, plus your first clue for a prize today. That's all next on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94.